Your name is?
Ellery J. Wilsey. Oh, I'm originally from Texas, and I've lived in California now for several years.
Now, you have an interesting post in this election year. Could you tell me what it is?
I'm the campaign manager for Gabriel Green, an independent candidate for President of the United States. He's running under the auspices of the Flying Saucer Clubs, more or less.
Now, what is the campaign platform of Mr. Green's?
Well, there's 24 different articles in the platform. The first one has to do with the economic setup in the country. It's to change from a monetary system to a non-monetary, no-barter system. Under this system, a person would not, if they were out of work or anything like that, there wouldn't be any chance of them starving to death, because whatever they had in the credits that they had accumulated would not take a nosedive. With money out of the picture, it couldn't be inflated or deflated. Consequently, there wouldn't be any depressions or there wouldn't be any booms or busts.
Well, you're saying that what a person has built up for himself independently would always be his and you would never lose it.
That's right. You would always add to it. You would never take it away. You would be paid in a sense on a what you might call a credit card system. You'd have a card with your picture in it on it that you would carry in your wallet, very much like a driver's license. When you went to buy something, all you would do would be sign a sales receipt, and your purchasing power would be listed in the bank or on your card, and it would always increase. It would never decrease.
Mm-hmm. What are the other major differences between your platform and, say, the platform of the Democratic or Republican parties?
We insist that the flying saucers are real, that they're spacecraft that are coming from other planets and are being flown by intelligent beings, much like ourselves. I do not think that the Democrats or Republicans have touched on this subject in their platform.
What is the present importance of recognizing spacecraft as opposed to ignoring the situation?
Well, if we recognized the spacecraft, we in a sense would be recognizing the people who lived on these other planets. And we could open diplomatic relations with them in the same manner that we have relations with other countries of Earth. We could exchange students with them and possibly teachers. We could receive some of their technicians here, and we could learn about the way their way of life. I think it'd be helpful, because I believe they have many things that we could learn from them that we have not developed here on Earth yet.
Now, what personal experience have you had with these craft or the people in the craft?
I've had several sightings of saucers, and I've met the spacemen several times. Well, when I was 19 years old, I met a spaceman on the highway near Paris, Texas. He came out of the woods, and believe it or not, he was actually looking for something to eat. And he informed me who he was, and he showed me his craft. And I showed him where a grocery store was. Now, this sounds rather ridiculous, but this man was from away out of our system. And just like a ship on the ocean that's off its course, when the crew gets hungry, they see an island, they're going to stop and try to find something to eat.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you.